Hi, I'm Alan Carrington from the Centre for Learning and Professional Development at the University of Adelaide. I'm actually sitting in one of the prettiest parts of our campus right now, and with me is Ian Green from the Research Education Facility. And Ian and I have been working on podcasting, educational podcasting, for about 3 years now. And Ian, I was just wondering, what do you see podcasting's future?
Oh, hi, Alan. Hi, everyone. I think podcasting has multiple futures. I think this particular facility we're using at the moment, the Audio Boo, in terms of, it's a kind of a micro-podcasting. I think it's called micro-blogging, but it's a kind of micro-podcasting and enables us to really quickly try and capture the essence of things spontaneously.
Yeah.
On the spot. What do you think?
I think you're right. I think that the ahas that we get... quite frequently, you know, as we've been around conferences and someone says something which is brilliant or certainly indicative of some pretty deep stuff. And I'd like to capture that, capture it on the spot, get it out there where people can reflect on it. And even though it hasn't got necessarily the depth of the 10-minute ones or the 15-minute ones, we usually cut them off at 15, I think there's a real place for a 3-minute, 5-minute podcast, don't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't think we'll throw away the paradigm that we've been using of the extended podcast, which also involves a fair bit of post-production. But these sorts
ain't that the truth?
Yeah, I mean, these sorts of newer facilities are really good in that it's just instantaneous, go out, collect it, publish it, couple of clicks.
Yeah.
That's what we want to do.
Do you think that people will have trouble with trying to say what they want to say, particularly academics, in a 3 or 5 minute spot?
Well, a lot of my fellow academics have trouble trying to say things in a 15-minute spot or a 30 or a
45
or whatever. So we'll confine people down. But it's interesting, you know, there's a lot of push around higher education sectors for people, you know, for even high-flying, cutting-edge researchers to be able to summarise their research, their ideas in just a few minutes. The whole idea of the 3-minute thesis for research degree students is just taking off at the moment.
It's being is that right?
Being able to sort of encapsulate your ideas in a brief kind of few minutes so that other people can understand it quickly.
Yeah, I tell you,
that's what we want to do.
If you think academics have a hard time, you ought to find preachers in churches. You know, they always take 45 minutes and they're the last thing, you know, they do four times.
Right. Well, that's not something I've experienced for a good many years.
Yeah, but let me explain.
I've experienced for a while.
Well, let me explain where I'm coming from with this. For a number of occasions, I had to try to trap a 3-minute spot in video, and I was amazed. You know, the first time they go way over, I'm talking about preacher teachers, right? They go way over, they can't get it within the 3 minutes. The second time we do it, they struggle, they get it in. By the fourth time, they run out of steam at about 2 minutes 50 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which says something. It says that people, as they practice to communicate in 3 minutes 5 minutes, they're going to get better at it.
Yeah, and being able to encapsulate what you're doing within 3 minutes or confine an idea to 3 minutes is a really valuable thing. It helps you cut down to the essence of something.
We've been working together on podcasting a long time, but you're listening to the first edition or the first episode of Between the Buttons, which has been a dream for Ian and I for a long time. So stay tuned.